Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A record close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, ending the day at 30,045 points. The Dow gained 454 points on news of continued COVID vaccine developments and the now official transition to a Biden administration. President Trump today surprised reporters with an impromptu one-minute appearance in the White House briefing room, where he congratulated his own administration for COVID vaccine advances and the Dow's newest high. President-elect Joe Biden today signaled to the world that things are about to change in the U.S., starting with the new administration's national security and foreign policy team.
It's a team that will keep our country and our people safe and secure. And it's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, once again sit at the head of the table. Ready to confront our adversaries and not reject our allies.
Among Biden's national security and diplomatic appointments, longtime advisor Antony Blinken to Secretary of State for Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. Purdue Pharma, the drug company at the center of the nation's deadly opioid epidemic, pleaded guilty today to felony criminal charges. NPR's Brian Mann has details.
Purdue Pharma helped spark the opioid epidemic that's killed hundreds of thousands of Americans by aggressively marketing OxyContin and other highly addictive medications. The company now admits selling drugs to doctors who were diverting them for illegal uses and lying about it to regulators. As part of this deal with the Justice Department, billions of dollars will go to help communities hit by the addiction crisis. This is the second time Purdue Pharma has pleaded guilty to criminal activity relating to opioid sales. Neither settlement named the company's owners, members of the Sackler family, who once again face no criminal charges. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Nearly a quarter of all COVID-19 cases in the state of Nevada were identified just this month, leading now to new restrictions. Lucia Starbuck with member station KUNR reports.
For the next 3 weeks, everyone in Nevada will be required to wear a mask anytime they're around someone outside of their household. And most businesses will only be allowed to operate at 25% capacity. This includes casinos, restaurants, bars, and gyms. Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy says the restrictions should serve as a wake-up call.
Our businesses are holding on by a thread. People are not following strict protocols, and it speaks to that. Obviously, going down to 25% tells you that we are not doing that great of a job.
The governor also capped public gatherings at 50 people and set a limit of 10 people in private residences. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck in Reno.
This is NPR. Tough times for restaurants in Los Angeles County, where positively no dining inside or out will be allowed once the Department of Public Health there issues a stay-home order. The L.A. County supervisors moved against restaurant dining as the region experiences a surge in coronavirus cases, despite appeals from the restaurant industry that they cannot survive on takeout alone and the move will crush their businesses. Nominations for the 63rd Grammy Awards have been announced. These are the first since the Recording Academy made some changes to its eligibility rules and guidelines. But as NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, that didn't stop familiar names from showing up on the list.
Don't show up.
Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa was nominated for both Song and Record of the Year, as was Circles by Post Malone.
Seasons change and our love went cold.
The two artists are also up for Album of the Year. Earlier this year, the Recording Academy broadened category classifications, expanded Best New Artist eligibility, and appointed its first Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer in the name of diversifying its nominees. The results are somewhat mixed. The Album of the Year category, for instance, is mostly white, save for two. The award show itself will take place Sunday, January 31st, with The Daily Show's Trevor Noah hosting. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Good news for people planning to holiday in the UK. The 14-day quarantine requirement for travelers arriving in England from most destinations will be reduced to as little as 5 days if they test negative for COVID. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.